Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Thanks for listening to Sports Sunday On Demand, a Service Patriots podcast.
Is your heater safe? Why replace it when Service Patriot can restore it? Get their $59 27-point furnace tune-up and safety check, including a free 1-inch filter. They also check your AC for free.
Go to servicepatriots.com.
Football Sunday with Rashad and Joe, brought to you by Grillworks Supply Company on Portland's sports leader, 1080 The Fan.
Okay, so we've got about 40 minutes until NFL kickoffs.
I've got a burning fantasy question for you.
Yes.
In about 25 minutes.
Just going to say, if you have any burning fantasy questions, go see a doctor, one. And then I'm sure there's like an ointment or something for that. And then two, text in those burning questions, sit, start, 2-503-864-6FAN. That's the Vancouver Ford text line.
Just don't give me the cream that Barry Bonds used, okay? I don't want the, I don't want the clear and the cream.
Maybe you just need some, boom, tough acting, tin acting.
Or what was the Clyde Frazier, the Just for Men, like,
oh,
chase
yeah.
away the gray.
Yeah, Just
Rejected.
For Men. Man, in due time, we'll be needing some tenactin and Just for Men also. Actually, I have grays already coming in. I have plenty of grays, too.
Do you really?
Oh, yeah. In the right light, man, it's a nice little shimmer. Nice little pepper in there.
A little extra silver. Well, hey, you're distinguished now, Joe.
Yeah, no, trust me. It's, it makes up for me still behaving like a 15-year-old sometimes. So.
Ooh, see, if you have that white little silver lining around your hair and then you behave like a 15-year-old, that somehow is extra
attractive. I'm essentially 25 at that point.
You're great.
Yeah, I'm playing it right down the middle.
Dude, you're a Tinder stud. Let's go.
Unfortunately not. Let's look at some of these really good teams as far as record goes. By the way, if you don't hear Rashad's voice, bubble guts. He's got the itis. Who knows what he ate last night? It is, we've all been there. I hope he hears this as he's just in the bathroom right now. We have a radio in the bathroom.
So. Oh, yeah. No, he can listen. Rushing back in, hand on his shorts, like, I'm here.
I'm curious. Was it the oxtails? I'm curious. Comes in, he runs into the studio, clicking his heels. He's ready to go. He's a new man, rejuvenated.
Looks like my cat after he used the litter box. Like, it's
happened?
Like they always run around very, very fast.
You good? You got that itis? What is it?
Oh, yeah. No, we're good. I just had to get some water.
That
water.
Clear out
yeah.
feeling.
Yes, water.
Yeah.
Water. We were talking about some of the really good NFL teams. We're going to talk about the good NFL teams.
We're not talking about the Patriots.
No. Okay. I'm just looking at some of the 3-1 teams and the 2-4-0 teams. You got the Eagles and the 49ers. They're both 4-0. And then of the 3-1 teams, you got the Chiefs, Ravens, Bills, Dolphins, Seahawks, Cowboys, Lions, Buccaneers. I feel like one of these teams is not like the other.
Yeah.
And that is the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Like, are we smelling what they're stepping in, picking up what they're putting down? I mean, Baker Mayfield, I will defend through this first 4 weeks, has been a dude. He has been good for that team, and they seem to love him. So the locker room chemistry is going great right now. But are we buying them to keep up this level of play throughout the season?
I think we have to, only because they play in such a winnable division, right? So there might be four or five wins there that they can rack up just playing the other teams in their division, the Falcons and the Panthers and what? No, excuse me, the Colts and whatnot. So,
Saints.
Panthers, Saints, excuse me.
Saints also, Saints who they Panthers, beat last week.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think Baker Mayfield is one of those guys. He's a polarizing dude, right? Like, you either love Baker or you absolutely hate him. And I think when you play for the Browns, you play for the Jets, you have to give people kind of some grace, right? Because in most cases, you see Geno Smith right now flourishing playing in Seattle. Different environment, a competent-ish coach in Pete Carroll. That's not typically the case when you go play for the Browns. The Browns have been a lot of things. Stable, haven't been one of them. And so for Baker to be in this situation with a bunch of guys who know how to win, and a bunch of receivers that have played with the greatest quarterback of all time.
Mike
Evans
having a fantastic year.
So
also,
I can tell you, hey, man, this is how I want things. This is how I was comfortable and everything like that. So I think right now the Buccaneers are playing great football. Their defense has really showed up in most instances. And so, yeah, I think we should buy into the Buccaneers. Are they going to be one of those final four, final, you know, six teams, eight teams? I don't know. But for right now, I think they're definitely going to be somebody that's going to be a problem.
A quarterback in Baker Mayfield that has faced a ton of adversity over the last couple of years, essentially the last six games kind of revived his public narrative and doing so well with the Rams. I kind of hope they would sign him, give him a shot. But since Stafford's healthy, they didn't need him. So he moves on. One interesting stat I was listening late last night to some overnight radio, Joe, and his ability to throw the ball has gotten faster. So his release, Baker Mayfield's, as he's gotten older, as he's further progressed into the league, has actually gotten faster. And it's to the point where I believe this guy was saying, like, it's as fast or faster than Tom Brady's release, which that is one of the best ways to be a good quarterback is get rid of the ball quickly. If they can't sack you, then you're never going to get touched. So Baker Mayfield, at least one, I don't like his interception to touchdown ratio so far this year, but one thing that has impressed me, and that apparently, you know, with the really good roster that Tom Brady left on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers offense, that release time seems like it's getting more, I don't know, it just, you tighten that up as you get older. Sounds like he's coachable, sounds like he still wants to get better. I think that's a guy you want leading your team as a quarterback, right? Like, he doesn't think he knows it all. I thought that was pretty impressive. Getting older, your release time has gotten smaller. That's huge.
Well, how many times have we seen in Cleveland him trying to, like, boot out right, boot out left, and then he just gets absolutely obliterated? It's just like, go back to what made you great at Oklahoma, and it was your accuracy. It was getting the ball in the spots that needed to be, rather than trying to impromptu make something happen, and then you just make things worse for
yourself. Yeah, the NFL is not the place you can start, you know, just improvising.
No.
Like, it's not. It's really not. Unless,
like, hey, I love Caleb Williams, but he cannot, if he thinks that he's going to be able to do that in the NFL all the time, maybe in year 5-6 when he's got it down, but it's like, dude, like, you got to be able to stand in the pocket and make things happen, get that ball out quicker. Yeah, and Baker is doing much better this year. I mean, I don't know if I buy them like these other 3-1 teams. I mean, you're talking about the Cowboys, the Lions, the Dolphins, the Bills, the Ravens. I mean,
so who's the best 3-1 team?
The best 3-1 team? Oh, man, I would probably have to say it's the Buffalo Bills. I mean, Kansas City, their offense has, I mean, Mahomes threw some egregious picks last week. That offense looks weird if they're not playing the Bears. The Ravens, they've been kind of up and down. I love them this year, but their offense hasn't lit the world on fire. You could say it's the Dolphins, but the Bills just mopped them up last week. So you could say it's the Lions because they beat the Chiefs. I'm going to go with the Bills just because they have consistently offensively looked dominant this year as they're losing 18-7 to Jacksonville and London.
Yeah, I think I would go with the Lions. You know, the Lions came out week one against the defending world champions.
Yeah,
and
punched them in the mouth
and beat them, you know, and then they had a letdown week the next week at home, but they lost by 6 to a Seattle team that's not bad. But then after that, SmackDown hotel for both the Falcons and the Packers. And then, you know, today they have the Panthers, which I think most of us think they're going to win that game. You look at how well Jared Goff is playing right now. You know, he's got, what, over 1,000 yards and 6 interceptions already 4 games through the year. I think they're eighth. Yeah, eighth in passing yards right now. So, yeah, I think this Lions team is super, super complete offensively, defensively, and they're playing right into what Dan Campbell's been preaching for the past 3 years. We don't quit. We work, all this stuff. And it sounds like they finally have it's all come together for the Lions this year. And so them being picked to win their division should be no surprise. I think the Lions are going to go not all the way, but they're going to get damn close.
Yeah, most definitely, man. They this is the year to do it. I mean, the Packers have showed their warts. The Bears just got their first win. They've definitely showed themselves plenty this year. So, and then the Vikings at 1-3, they need a big win against the Chiefs today. But since I took the Chiefs covering, they're not going to do it. Can I rescind my Bills being the best 3-1 team?
Nope. You said it.
I like say that, and then I look at the TV. I'm like, oh, yeah, that's right. And they're being absolutely shut down by the Jacksonville Jaguars, and Josh Allen can't throw the ball on a 5-yard out route. So fantastic.
So you asked who was the best 3-1 team. Both of you said the Lions. Their Super Bowl odds right now, plus 1,800. Would you throw a bet down on that right now?
Probably.
To win the Super Bowl, plus 1,800.
No, because the idea of the Lions winning the Super Bowl is something my brain, the synapses cannot fire to put that image in my head of like Jared Goff.
But if there was one team that I think everybody collectively would be like,
hell yeah,
good job, I think it would be the Detroit Lions.
It would be the Lions or the Bills, for sure. Those are two teams as the Bills score, again, back to being the best 3-1 team in the league. Yeah, if the Bills or the Lions won Super Bowls, then I think that the NFL collective would be happy for them.
Yeah, I personally wouldn't like the Bills to win for obvious reasons.
Oh, yeah.
However, if they did, I think most of us would be like, all right, good job, Josh Allen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. Mm. You can make a budget for your wallet. Ooh. To help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem HealthShare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at RedeemHealthShare.org.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.